two Marine Corps KC-130F aerial refueling aircraft are said to be haunted by Marines who worked and flew on them.
The aircraft was introduced in 1962 to handle air-to-air refueling of fixed-wing aircraft and helicopters. They were also used to transport troops and cargo. During Vietnam, two of them with tail numbers 149-800 and 149-808 were used to transport many thousands of those killed and wounded soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines stateside. The nose number of 800 and 808 were then given the nicknames of Boo and Bob. There have been many stories over the years of people feeling uneasy or feeling watched while working on those two aircraft. According to a former mechanic, many Marines in the maintenance department would not work on those planes by themselves. Some reported seeing shapes and shadows come and go, including a profile in the pilot's seat as they were securing the aircraft. Another reported seeing someone dressed in old fatigues sitting in the parachute seat, looking out the side window. When he looked again, the figure was gone. Boo is currently being used as a trainer at Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point, North Carolina. Bob is currently at the 309th Aerospace Maintenance and Regeneration Group, often called the Boneyard, near Tucson, Arizona. This Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Happy Halloween. Yeah,
happy Halloween to you.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you guys, too. Yeah. So what are we going to be dressed as?
I came as a radio announcer. I don't know, Ted.
I'm going as Jeff Herndon.
There you go.
Nice. And you know what I'm going to be? I am going to be asleep. That's what I'm going to be.
All right.
You know, you just well. With the hours that we work. But either way, my son and I, we had some fun this past weekend. I know today is going to wrap up a lot of trunk or treats that are going to be going on. So regardless of what it is you plan on doing, everybody need to make sure that you're just dressed and prepared for a cooler day. We had those showers and storms that rolled through late yesterday, leading to a cooler day today after a cold. Now that we're behind a cold front, 61 degrees for the high today. That's going to be the warmest that it's going to get. So whether the kids are at the bus stop this morning, maybe dressed up, getting ready to head to school, or will be trick-or-treating in area neighborhoods later on this evening. Again, just going to need an extra layer or two underneath those costumes to fight off that fall chill. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies, too. We are seeing some cloud cover right now, but that's going to gradually clear out and should be back to full-on sunshine by the afternoon. Winds will be a lot lighter, too. That will be nice. Only getting up to 5 to 15 miles an hour over the next 24 hours. Mainly clear skies tonight, and it's going to be another chilly one with a low of 40 degrees. Gradually seeing a little bit more cloud cover roll in as we turn partly cloudy tomorrow, just ahead of our next disturbance and chance for moisture. High of 68 degrees. Southeasterly switch of our winds, which will be breezy tomorrow, going to help bring those temperatures up a little bit. And then here come the rain chances. Multi-day rain event. So we'll start off with a 40% chance of showers and storms late Friday night as skies turn mostly cloudy, jumping up to a 70% chance on Saturday. Saturday going to be damp and stormy just about all day long. So far, we're not expecting anything severe, but we will need to make sure that we stay weather aware come Sunday. It looks like late in the day on Sunday, there could be some stronger embedded storms that we'll need to watch out for, with the likelihood of the damp and stormy conditions clear through the end of the weekend. 70% chance on Monday, too. After a warmer Sunday at 70 degrees, temperatures starting to come down a little bit. 67 on Monday with that rainfall continuing. Tuesday, rain chance is starting to drop off, 40% chance. Front moves through, dropping us down to a high of 58 degrees. We'll be dry by midweek next week on Wednesday, high of 60 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Right now we're at 47, still mostly cloudy, but again, things not going to stay that way all day long, and a light northwest breeze at 8 miles an hour.
So what's this business about brown, Ted? What was that? The atmosphere turned brown yesterday afternoon. You know anything about
actually,
that?
Actually, this, Ronnell, this is Jad. This is something that that I noticed yesterday, and Ted said that he'd heard as well. Yesterday, as the storm was coming through, there was this weird point of time during the storm where it seemed like everything was a weird brown outside, and we were kind of wondering if you knew the cause of that.
The only thing that I can think of is just because it's been so dry, you know, maybe as those storms moved in, they kicked up, you know, just some dirt and dust, you know, into the upper levels of the atmosphere that gave the sky that color. And then once, you know, we finally got some moisture, because whenever it rains, it takes a lot. It takes like allergens, dirt, dust. It takes all that stuff out of the upper levels of the atmosphere, and it literally cleans out our air. So yeah, I'll look into that. But I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Why that something like that would happen?
That's more or less what I was thinking. But yeah,
thank you.
Interesting. Cool.
Thank you there, Ronell. Appreciate it. And happy Halloween. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Stephen, 10 in the morning, 7:14 now on this October 31st, Halloween. Of course, we had a windy, rainy day yesterday, the high 79 degrees, normal high 65, and 5,800 of an inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport. I had 0.8 of an inch in my rain gauge at home in Riverside. And on this date in 1998, the infamous Halloween flood inundated much of South Central and Southeast Kansas. Widespread rainfalls from 6 to 12 inches drenched the region. Major flooding occurred in West Wichita along the Cowskin Creek. Augusta was hard hit. Halloween flood resulted in over almost $38 million in damage. 5,300 people evacuated and only two injuries and one fatality. But it resulted in the reconstruction of a Cowskin basin there along in West Wichita. So. Interesting. Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday it poured for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And just remember Halloween in 98, it poured for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah. It's let's see. Today is, as I said, the 31st. On this date in 2011, the United Nations estimated that world population had reached 7 billion people. That was 2011.
Yeah, it's more than that now.
It's greater than 8 billion today. Yeah. So I'm not contributing, but somebody is.
Human race is getting at it.
Birthdays. Former CBS anchorman Dan Rather is 93 today.
Not young. 93.
I remember who was on the CBS Evening News before him. A guy named Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite. Yep.
TV host Jane Pauley, 74.
Oh, another
host of
longtime anchor.
Yeah. Host of CBS Sunday Morning. And last night, as I was watching a little bit of the World Series last night, and noticing the second row there behind the plate, Pat Sajak. Apparently, he's spending his retirement going to the ball
game. Retired. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, how about that? Well, I was going to talk about...
Is he a Yankees guy or a
I don't know. I couldn't tell. He didn't have anything that would indicate one way or the other. In the interest of public opinion, we've got an election going on in the division of our nation right down the middle. I thought we would talk about this morning about something that could divide Ted and I. We're going to find out our opinions on something that's very germane to Halloween. I was going to do it now. I'm going to wait until 7:30.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that coming up at 7:35 this morning on Halloween with Steve and Ted. 7:17 now. Let's take a look at the at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right. And we were just talking about Pat Sajak at the World Series, and the World Series wrapped up last night in Game 5 in Yankee Stadium. The Yankees had to win to keep their season alive. And looked good for a while. Yankees are up 5-0 in the fifth inning. But then, oh boy, the wheels kind of came off.
The Dodgers trailed the Yankees 5-0, and then Los Angeles scored 5 unearned runs in the fifth inning. With 2 outs after the Yankees had committed 2 errors and made a total of 3 defensive blunders, that left the Dodgers back into the game. Yankees starting pitcher Gerrit Cole, who did not allow a hit for the first 4 innings, left the fifth tied 5-5. The Yankees went back in front in the sixth on a Giancarlo Stanton sacrifice fly, but in the top of the eighth, the Dodgers scored 2 runs on sac flies by Gavin Lux and Mookie Betts and held off the Yankees 7-6 to win the World Series for the second time in 5 years.
This is the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet. Freddie Freeman, it's all yours!
Kevin Burkhardt on Fox TV. Freddie Freeman hit 4 home runs and drove in 12 during the series, including a 2-run single last night. Yankees manager Aaron Boone knew how close his team was to becoming the first to force a Game 6 in a World Series after having lost the first 3. He said, "This is going to sting forever."
I'm heartbroken for those guys that pour so much into this. You know, the ending is cruel.
Yankees manager Aaron Boone, baseball season is over. The Dodgers are world champs. I'm Jared Max.
By the way, that report from Fox... the winning pitcher, by the way, coming out of the bullpen for the Dodgers, Wichita native Blake Treinen, who worked 2 1/3 innings, the longest stint of any Dodgers pitcher last night. Scoreless work, 3 strikeouts. Blake Treinen, the Wichita native, was the winning pitcher in Game 1. He was the winning pitcher last night in Game 5. He won 2 of the 4 games.
How about that?
The Dodgers bullpen.
Way to go.
There you go. All right. Baseball season wrapping up.